the best of the New York Met bullpen, Jose Budo, Edwin Diaz, failed, gave up back-breaking home runs, and the Mets lose to the San Diego Padres. They do get a split, but this feels, it feels like a loss. It feels like a series loss. It feels like a series loss for a few reasons. Number one, they blew a game. It's called like it is. And we'll get through all the reasons why they blew this game, what I'm angry about, what I'm pissed at, what I shouldn't be pissed at. They also missed like a golden opportunity to actually pick up ground on the Atlanta Braves. The last 4 days has felt like we were in a time warp back into 2022, where every time you look up, the Atlanta Braves win. Luckily, on a Sunday morning on Roku, with 35 people watching, the Atlanta Braves oddly lost the game, which to me put even more pressure on the Mets to win this game, pick up ground, game and a half out, going into what should be a just a horrendously dangerous series against the hottest team in baseball, against the Arizona Diamondbacks. So you put all that together, you build a 2-0 lead. By the grace of God, you get 6 1/3 scoreless innings from the usually mediocre Jose Quintana. You have to win the freaking baseball game. Now let's go through this. Let's go through everything. Number one, why did the Mets lose this game? Their best pitchers failed. Let's start with the obvious. Jose Budo was falling behind everybody in this game, and it got dangerous. And finally, it burned him. That's what it came down to. He fell behind Jurickson Profar, eventually throws a 2-2 changeup, I think it was, and Profar hits the absolute crap out of it. Edwin Diaz falls behind Jackson Merrill, who seems to have hit like a million clutch home runs for San Diego this year, and he hits one a country mile. But the other thing was, this offense, which does this occasionally, they disappear. We saw it against Dirty Joe Musgrove a few nights earlier when they got two hit by that punk. And here on Sunday afternoon, when they get Martin Perez out of the game in the fourth inning and they go through the entire San Diego Padre bullpen, they manage two solo home runs. That's the offense. That's it. And guess what? That's usually not going to be good enough against a team like the San Diego Padres. This game had all the things that you get from what could be a great win, a season-defining win, the Jose Iglesias incredible defensive play, the caught stealing where Luis Torrens continues to throw everybody out at second base, and Francisco Lindor kept that tag on and was able to get the third out in an inning in which it looked like San Diego would rally. This game gave you that. It gave you Jose Quintana somehow, some way, actually delivering 6 1/3 scoreless innings without striking anybody out, which you never see in 2024. And look, there are things I'm going to nitpick about Carlos Mendoza. We can go through the last few innings of this game, but here's the bottom line. Here's what this comes down to. Your best pitchers, our best pitchers, came into a baseball game very rested, very fresh, and they failed to a T. They failed. Jose Budo, and while I still love Big Budo and I cannot lie, he's had control issues. We saw that a few days ago. We've seen that even when Budo was pitching well as a starter. He doesn't throw strikes consistently. And it looked for a second like he was going to be able to dance through it. He was given the break of the caught stealing. Who knows how that David Peralta at-bat would have actually ended in the seventh inning. But he makes the one huge mistake to Jurickson Profar. Edwin Diaz, who, you know, for the most part has really been great since he returned from the injured list. It almost feels like Edwin Diaz has been fixed. But this is a reminder, a slap-in-the-face reminder, that it ain't Edwin Diaz from 2022. It's not. And look, I'm an idiot like Gary Cohen. I'm like everybody else. When they go to Diaz to start the ninth inning in a tie game on the road, my thought is, oh, that means he's available for two innings. Well, the only way that works is if he gets three outs, which he was unable to do. But it was a reminder that as good as Edwin Diaz has been, and I'm not trying to tear him down here, just being honest. We have to have honest conversations after brutal losses. Great wins, brutal losses, all mixed in. It is a reminder that as good as Edwin Diaz has been recently, and he's been good, you don't have to cite me the numbers, you don't have to send me a link, I know he's been good. It's just a reminder that as good as he's been, he ain't 2022 Edwin Diaz. He's not quite that. Because that 2-0 pitch he threw to Jackson Merrill, that got absolutely, I mean, just destroyed. We're off the bat. That ball hasn't landed in the stands. And I very quickly, in a very calm way, tell my wife and two kids, because we were watching the game together, we're having a family day. I said, okay, they lost. I'm going to go do a Rico. And my wife, still not used to the fact that the Mets break our heart, said, What happened? Not about me doing the Rico, about them losing the game. Well, what happened? I said, Edwin Diaz just gave up a ball that hasn't landed yet. About 1,000 feet to right field. So I come upstairs and now we're having a conversation. Meanwhile, Pete Hoffman, turn your microphone on. Because before I even sat down in my beautiful Rico room, I get a couple of text messages from the Mets text chat, very pissed off at Pete Hoffman. So let's put it out there right now. Pete Hoffman believes that Edwin Diaz was pissed off at Francisco Alvarez on that home run. Explain your theory, because that's what I'm being told by people, that Hoff says Diaz is pissed at Francisco Alvarez. Go ahead.
Did you not see them walk?
No! As soon as that ball was hit, I got up and I left. There was nothing to see. So I'm literally saying, almost as a wide-eyed child, explain to me what you saw, because God knows I didn't see it.
It was very brief, and trust me, I think the camera guy figured it out rather quick too, because they panned off very quickly. But you could see that Alvarez had his mask off. It was as they were walking towards the bench, and Diaz looked at him and gave him like a hand motion or something like that. And it wasn't like I just kind of lost it. It looked like there was something going on between the two of them, and the cameras panned off quick. So personally speaking, I take that as Diaz was not happy with the pitch.
So here's what the pitch was. Let's go back on this. So Edwin Diaz gets the first out of the inning. He strikes out Drake Cronenworth. Great. He falls behind Jackson Merrill with two fastballs that were not close. Two fastballs that were way outside, way off the plate. They were at about 97 miles an hour, so fine velocity, but not there. They were well off the plate. He threw a 2-0 slider that, I mean, just to describe it, it was just right down the middle. You know, that's what it was. So I don't know if there was a disagreement about pitch selection, that he didn't want to come in with a 2-0 slider. I don't know if it was location. But bottom line was, that was what happened. It was a 2-0 slider after missing away with two fastballs, two four-seamers that were well off the plate. He throws a slider. It hangs right in the middle of the plate. And Jackson Merrill spit on that thing, if you will, and crushed it to right field. So is he pissed at Francisco Alvarez? I don't know, but I'll tell you this, Hoff. I'm pissed at Francisco Alvarez. And I think that's another conversation we're going to have today on what may be a very long Rico. Francisco Alvarez is playing his way into not being the everyday catcher.